Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, the chairman of the U.S. Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities, has welcomed a statement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services this week that declared federal funds will not be used to cover elective abortions in the new high-risk insurance policies being implemented in some states. But he told us that the bishops remain gravely concerned that some states plan to cover elective abortions with federal money by finding loopholes in the federal health care reform legislation.
The health bill that was passed, the comprehensive health bill passed by the legislature at the end of last year and signed by the president, is a very comprehensive reform of health care. In fact, they call it a health care reform law as a kind of shorthand. And it's a very lengthy reform bill, 2,000 some pages. For years, the bishops of the United States have been very much in favor of and working in the public square that there could be such medical coverage for all. And in the short words of our president of the conference, Cardinal Francis Jor, that everyone is covered and no one gets killed, that the idea behind the reform was health care. It is obvious from the moral point of view of our Catholic faith and of the Bishops' Conference that any abortion services would not be considered health care at all. And it was the difficulties and ambiguities in the proposals that were put forth in the Senate. The earlier House passing of the bill with the Bart Stupak Amendment covered that issue, but when it went to the Senate and there were compromises and a whole number of other things that happened, we thought that the issue was not joined well, and therefore, regrettably, we had to oppose the comprehensive bill because of the loopholes involved in it relative to the funding of abortion. The president did promise that he would have an executive order that abortion funding would not be present and would direct the Health and Human Services Secretary accordingly. But we noted at the time that parts of the bill would be covered by the famous Hyde Amendment of some 30 years ago, dealing with no federal funding of abortion services. That is federal funding. And that's a kind of statute, the language of the Hyde Amendment. But in the new bill, there were sections of the bill in which the Hyde Amendment was not either applied or articulated. And our thought on the matter was you need statute language in order to make sure that there are no loopholes that can deal with abortion funding. We are very positive towards a program that can help those who need medical insurance, and particularly those who have pre-existing conditions. But there are issues precisely on that level that have arisen recently, and those are issues of the high-risk insurance pool. $5 billion were newly appropriated from the Treasury over the next 3.5 years to pay for health services for these people until such time as the new program can then deal with what we call state exchanges, and then this particular intermediate program will end. What we discovered was that in this intermediate program, states could put those who were in a position of pre-existing conditions on a program that the federal government would pay for their medical insurances, providing insurance beyond what little they could pay. And in those state programs, and the perfect example was the state of Pennsylvania, HHS had approved that there was this pre-existing condition insurance, and part of the services were non-elective abortions. But when you went to the Pennsylvania program, non-elective abortions was interpreted as any abortion that is legal. And that would include what we would call elective abortions. Other pro-life groups called attention to this in the Pennsylvania law, and the federal government then through the Health and Human Services Secretary, issued a statement in which they said such abortions would not be covered. We were very pleased by that, but we also discovered that there are a number of such loopholes that will require constant surveillance so that abortion services will not be provided by the federal government. The problem with so many of these loopholes is there's no statute language in certain sections of the bill that would preclude abortion. And it is for that reason that we initially opposed the bill, and why we continue to ask for further statute language that would ensure, in the meantime or even later, that such loopholes are closed. We are favorable to coverage of people. We are not favorable for the federal government to provide for abortions. The Hyde language from 30 years ago was already a compromise. What we see in some of the loopholes are unsettling precedents that could be set that would place abortion as one of the referred services in the new bill in certain sectors. And that probably is why the bishops favor great care and watchfulness of the bill and ongoing work with our public servants in the legislature, particularly the federal Congress, that statute language be introduced that would preclude some of the issues we saw arising recently in the state of Pennsylvania. That, in a relative nutshell, would be some of our concerns on this new bill for health care reform.